Hi, I'm Damien from Brit Floyd, and I'm speaking with Mike McKenney from Rocket Knight.
Okay. So, Damien, welcome to Rhode Island and back to Rhode Island. You've been here many times in the past. Did you get a chance to see any of Rhode Island yet?
Yeah, we had a day off here yesterday, so you know, got out and about. You know, went to checked out the Irish pubs, checked out a few restaurants, that sort of thing.
Yeah, terrific. There's a lot to see in Rhode Island. Shooting back in the summer, though, it's a little nicer. The weather's better, although you had nice weather yesterday.
Yeah.
So Echoes is a new tour that we're on now, and this is your fifth or sixth time here, I believe. And why Echoes? What's special about Echoes?
Echoes, I think it's regarded, when it comes to Pink Floyd's history and the development of their music, it's regarded as sort of a turning point. It was a moment where they sort of found their sound, you know, pre-Dark Side of the Moon. You know, prior to that, they were sort of searching around, trying all different styles of songwriting, musical genres, being very experimental, but it sort of regarded that once they came to the Metal album, which is the album that Echoes is off, they sort of found their sound to come, you know, and it was a prequel for Dark Side of the Moon in many ways.
Yeah. But Echoes itself was pretty experimental, right? It had four different writers and synthesizers. I understand the ping at the beginning was keyboard, Richard Wright's keyboard, and through a synthesizer, through a amplifier that somebody had meddled with a little.
Everything Pink Floyd were doing back in those days could be regarded as experimental in some form or another.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a great sound. So with this tour, you've already started the tour. You've been on it for a couple of nights now. Mm-hmm. Have you had any feedback from the crowd on
We've seen how they've reacted from the stage, which has been, you know, wonderful as usual. We love coming here to America. The audiences are just so appreciative, and this the first few dates of this tour, there's been no change in that whatsoever. Yeah. You know, they seem to like the new set list, and
you have such a loyal following here. I don't know if you can squeeze any new fans into the arenas that you play at, but I know tonight, for instance, there will be some, because I'm bringing a few with me. So you have some new fans to enjoy your music. It's great to see that you're keeping it alive. And note for note, 23 minutes?
Almost, you know, just shy of 23 minutes. We've just sort of teased it down a little bit, but you know, it's the vast, you know, 95% of the track is there.
it's a great song and a great album. So besides the music, you're also heavily involved in the graphics design now, is that right?
Certainly the sort of overall look of the show I have an involvement with. You know, I've had a lot of involvement with the lighting programming over the years, the laser programming. I kind of, to a certain extent, have a directorial role when it comes to the video content. I don't produce it myself, but I have lots of conversations with the people who do, and sort of, you know, give my opinions and my ideas about what we should have with the songs in the show.
How did your interest in graphic come about?
It's just simply through doing this for so many years. You know, I first started playing in a Pink Floyd show 26 years ago now, and you know, over the years I've just, you know, it's expanded outwards from just playing the guitar and singing. I've just become more and more interested and involved in all the other aspects of putting this show on.
The artist in you comes out, terrific. And so it just evolved, and now we're at the point where you're co-directing, or are you directing?
There are other people involved, so you know, it's a team effort to a certain extent. But I'm overseeing a lot of it.
Any new graphics we can look forward to?
There's new content being produced for the show, you know, and there's some of the stuff we've been using for a while has been tweaked and improved. It's kind of what we do all the time. We're always sort of trying to improve all aspects of this show, whether it be you know, the way we perform the songs, the quality of the sounds, the guitar sounds, the keyboard sounds, the lighting programming. We've invested in a lot of new lighting fixtures this year, so The lighting design is a little different, and you know, and new and improved in many respects. So we never stand still with the show. We're always trying to improve it.
But at the same time, trying to keep true to the original sounds and even some of the graphics. I know it's in the background there.
Yes.
Still, some of the ones displayed last tour, at least, still true. So it's interesting, the combination, the new upgraded ones and some of the old.
It's a question of nostalgia. Having a feel for, you know, what is appropriate when putting on this show. We do want to sort of inject a bit of our own creativity into it, come up with some of our own ideas, but they must sort of be in keeping with what we feel Floyd would have done themselves. You know, we can't go off on too much of a tangent in the wrong direction.
That wouldn't be good. Definitely not. All right. Okay. So your brother is also involved. I didn't know this. I just read about this recently. Your brother's involved in the show.
Has
he been involved for a while? Or?
Yes. You know, with Brit Floyd since the start, and also in the previous Floyd band I was in, you know, he's been... Was it 98 he first started working alongside me when it comes to doing Pink Floyd? As principally what he's been over the years is the front of our sound engineer, but he behind the scenes he's been involved in all sorts of things like keyboard sound programming. When we've produced live DVDs and CDs, he's mixed all of those. You know, when it comes to producing sound effects and things like that, soundscapes that we use as part of some of the songs, he's involved in the production, all that sort of things. Well,
I was wondering about the way Pink Floyd had to create some of these sounds, and you're recreating them now using more modern technology, I assume, right? You can't go back to what, especially the way they messed around with things to be able to reproduce that. So you have new equipment now, obviously, computers and things that recreate those sounds, and that's part of what your brother does.
Definitely. You know, you could sort of have the philosophy that you should be really, really faithfully doing these things exactly the same way Floyd did them 30, 40, 50 years ago, but it's not really practical in today's touring environment to do that on a day-to-day basis and with as many shows as we do.
I just walked by your stage and I saw how complicated it is. You don't need to complicate it anymore, that's for sure. It's but true to their music. Always. I know this is a Pink Floyd, Brit Floyd interview, obviously, but I did want to get a little take on your side project that you have with your brother and your sister.
I'm calling it
a side project,
I mean, you know, when I'm not on tour playing Pink Floyd music, when I'm back home in the UK, I do try and play other sorts of music, and over the years I've had a number of different sort of acoustic ensembles, because I particularly like playing acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. Wonderful as playing the electric guitar is, I actually sort of feel a bit more at home on an acoustic guitar. So I get to play, you know, other sorts of music, you know, sort of Celtic, you know, folk music and jazz and classical and flamenco and all sorts of things, you know, and on the side. And I've come from a bit of a musical family, so I have five brothers and sisters, and you know, all bar one of us in the family is musical in some way or another, so you know, it's nice to get to play with my siblings as well when I get the opportunity.
Were your parents musically?
Not really, it's just something that sort of appeared in this particular generation of the family, you know, for whatever reason.
Terrific. But it must be nice to be able to
definitely
play with your siblings, and that's actually pretty cool that you've been with your brother this long, he's been with you this long, and been able to do all this. Terrific. So what can we expect tonight for someone who's never seen a Brit Floyd concert? Again, this is a little themed towards Echoes, I know there's other music in there too.
you can expect to see a good representation of all of the rest of Pink Floyd's catalogue over and above Echoes. You know, 20 odd minutes as it is, there's still room to play plenty of other tracks. You know, we were on stage for 2.5 hours, you know, with a break in between. Yeah. So you'll get to hear tracks from Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, The Wall, Final Cut, Moments of Elapsed Reason, Division Bell, Medal. What's the other one? Source Full of Secrets. We're even going by Atom Heart Mother. So we're So we're covering a very, very... Actually, not in this year's set list. Okay. I mean, normally we would, but...
Right,
you know, Echoes being such a long track, and the tracks off Animals albums being long tracks as well.
something has to give
somewhere if you want to do a healthy representation of the rest of Pink Floyd's music. So, but, you know, rest assured that a track from Animals will be back next year.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And you've been very generous. And is there anything I haven't asked that you
I
asked you that question about 3 years ago, and you said, yeah, which one's pink? So I'll leave us with that. Thank you.